Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to Astro Q&A with Hope Decay. First question for this episode, which is indeed the first question ever on our show, is the epic question. What defines your personality more, your moon sign or your sun sign? That's not how astrology works. Smoking cigarettes causes cancer, right? That's a fact. But not everybody that smokes a cigarette is going to get cancer. That's another fact. It has to do with how much you smoke, how often you smoke, and other things like whether or not the rest of your life is healthy or not, or whether or not you have any genetic predisposition towards cancer, right? You need a whole bunch of things coming together in the right dosage to make a specific effect. And that's how astrology works. It's not just, that there's one sign means one thing and you have that sign, so that's you. There's a whole bunch of different things in astrology and they all have to point in the same direction and then that's you. People who know me are going to laugh, but you take me. I'm a Capricorn ascending with the moon in the sixth house and sun in the eighth house. So you see Capricorn ascending and you think, okay, this person might be a little bit critical. Maybe. That's a maybe still. Now you see moon in the sixth house and you think, okay, this person's mind is like disposed towards seeing things as problems, or seeing people as enemies. Seems to have something in common with being critical, right? Problem finding. Sun in the eighth house. Oh, this guy likes to get to the bottom of secrets. Likes to unravel things. So that's me. I'm a guy who thinks of things as problems and likes to solve them. I think of people sort of as enemies, and I like to argue with them. That's how astrology works. When there's a whole lot of things pointing in the same direction, then you know that the thing that they're pointing at is going to be true. Nonetheless, you do have to know each individual thing, what it means on its own in isolation, otherwise you don't know what's pointing where. So, coming back to the question, what defines your personality more, your sun sign or your moon sign? Well, the sun sign and the moon sign show different aspects of your personality. Now, we're saying moon sign, sun sign, that just means what zodiac sign is the sun in, but don't just look at the sun sign, but look also, maybe the sun has a conjunction, maybe the sun has an aspect to it. So just look at the sun in general, don't limit yourself to the sign. The sun shows how you approach things that require decisiveness. The sun shows your decisiveness, your clarity on things, your commitment to things. The moon, it's about how you think about things, how you feel about things, your opinions about things. You see, how opinionated are you? What kind of opinions do you have? What sort of feelings do you have? How strong are they? How weak are they? How loud are they? How open are they? How private are they? So the moon sign is going to show you that side of that aspect of personality. Everything in the astrological chart is going to show something about your personality, different facets. Still, the question was, which one defines your personality more? Generally speaking, the quicker something moves in the sky, the more important it is for defining the exact individual. So the quickest thing in the sky is the ascendant. That's the most important sign, the rising sign. The next quickest is the moon. So the moon sign is the next most important. And then the sun is the third quickest. So the sun comes in third place. Okay, there's your answer. Now the next question. Is there good and bad in every zodiac sign? Because some people think, Scorpios are bad, but I don't know. Taurus people are great. So people, I guess they feel the need to ask this question. Is there good and bad in every zodiac sign? Yes, there's good and bad in every zodiac sign, not just every zodiac sign. There's good and bad in every house. There's good and bad in every planet. There's good and bad in everything. So let's take the sun, for example, or its sign, the sign that it rules, Leo. So anything I say about the sun can go for Leo. So the sun, it represents self-confidence. I mean, there it is. It's this huge, bright thing in the sky. Lights everything up, lets you be clear about exactly who you are, lets you see who you are. So sun represents self-confidence. What does that mean? Is it good or is it bad? a self-confident person could be bad. They could be really self-centered, overly important. Or self-confident persons could be a really great thing. They could be really self-confident. See, there's good and bad in every symbol in astrology. Now, how do you know the difference? How do you know if this sun means something bad self-confidence or something good self-confidence? You know by assessing the positivity of the sun or of whatever sign it is that you're thinking about or whatever house you're thinking about. You have to assess, you have to learn how can you assess positivity or negativity in any astrological symbol in any individual's particular birth chart. If you want to know how to do that, you're going to have to take my classes. Sorry. Or read my books, because I just can't really explain it to you on YouTube. But I can give you just a real quick example. Let's say Leo. Let's say if you want to know if Leo is going to exhibit the positive sides of its traits or the negative sides of its traits. Well, you could just take a look at Leo, see if it has benefic planets in it or malefic planets. Benefics are Mercury, Jupiter, and Venus in increasing order, and malefics, the Sun, Mars, and Saturn in increasing order. So look at a sign and see if it has benefics or malefics in it. That's a simple, real basic, not always going to be accurate because it's so simple. See what kind of planets are aspecting the cusp, by which I mean the most sensitive degree of that sign. See what planets are aspecting that sensitive degree in that sign. How do you know what's the sensitive degree? Keep it the same as the ascendant degree. So if the ascendant is 23 Capricorn, then 23 Leo is the most sensitive point. Simple. If the lord of the sign is in it or aspecting it, then it's also going to push it towards positive traits. Okay, that's an example of, quick example of kind of a simplified way that you could assess the positivity or negativity of a sign or a house. I hope that helps. But if you want really the full thing, then you could take my classes right away. You can go to my site to enroll for them, or you gotta wait a little while. I plan to write about it 2 books down the line. Okay, let's get to the next question. Third question. Do horoscopes actually mean anything? I thought they were silly, but now I kind of believe in them slightly. Do they actually have any factual stance? Well, this is really the subject of my book, The Beautifully Rational Philosophy of Astrology. And if you go to my site, victorcara.com, you can get it. And you can read all about it. But just to give you a real quick answer, astrology is a scientific art of interpreting natural symbols. So it's a science or an art of interpretation. Therefore, it's subject to error, or it's subject to subjectivity and interpretation. So it's not going to be accurate in the same way that algebra is accurate. But it's fundamentally rational and valid, logical, symbolic system. Depends on also how you define horoscopes. There's pop astrology, which is like, I don't know, the horoscopes that they give you in next to the Dear Abby column in the newspaper, or the stuff that you just like get in your inbox from the internet. It's like pop astrology where they don't really know who you are. They don't really know what your birth chart is. They just know one thing about your birth chart and they try to sell you this whole scroll of predictions about your future. Now, that is kind of silly. But real astrology, where you take a whole astrological chart and you interpret it for an individual carefully, that is valid. Although still, even though it's valid, of course, it's subject to gray areas and error because it's a science of interpretation. So if you can find a good astrologer who does real astrology, you'll see that you get consistently really, really deep, valuable guidance and insight. Now we got a related question. Number 4, how can the newspaper horoscopes be so accurate? They always describe me perfectly. It trips me out. I don't know, man. You must just have really good luck with newspaper horoscopes, because for most people, they're not that accurate. Today's fifth question. Are Scorpios sensitive or are they tough? I know a lot of them and they all seem so unemotional, but I heard that Scorpio is a water sign, so that means they're emotional. So what is it? Are they sensitive like a water sign, or are they tough like a scorpion? Well, that's the cool thing about Scorpio, really. Cool thing about Scorpio is that it's a water sign, but it belongs to Mars. Yes, blah blah, modern astrology, which I'm not into, talks about Pluto and all these other guys and Uranus and Neptune, but I'm not into that. And that could be another question you can ask me, why I'm not into that. But classical astrology, Scorpio belongs to Mars and it's a water sign. So think about that. Now think about your question, are Scorpios sensitive or are they tough? Yeah, they're both, because it's a water sign, but it belongs to Mars. So because it's a water sign, it's got this emotional side to it. Because it belongs to Mars, it has this tough, independent, brave side to it. So that's what Scorpio is. It's a sign where the emotions and the, you know, the inner self is very passionate, and there's a lot of emotional bravery, and there's a lot of emotional independence. But on the outside, there's this hard shell, like armor, like a scorpion, which is defensive and combative because it's got that Mars masculinity on the outside. That's what Scorpio is all about. Here's another question. My friend always uses people. Is it because she's Cancer Pisces? Probably not because she's Cancer Pisces. Otherwise, I don't know. Everybody who's Cancer Pisces would probably be using people. It would be just that simple. Probably what I recommend right away is take a look at the Mars in her chart and see how influential it is and how it's aspecting the influential points in the chart. Mars is a planet that's very individualistic and therefore prone to be selfish. And Mars is also very, very practical and goal-oriented. So when you combine those kind of independent, selfish, and goal-oriented, that kind of comes up as being exploitive, you know, seeming like a user of others, using people. So for example, you know, if somebody has a negative Mars in their chart and it's very influential, for example, if it's aspecting the moon or conjoining the moon and also aspecting the ascendant or something like that, it's an influential Mars that's also quite negative, then they're probably going to be the kind of person that you want to be aware of, because they're probably going to be using you for their own selfish aims. Last question for the first episode. Is Chinese astrology better than Western astrology? Well, whether it is or if it's not, it's pretty hard for anybody to find out. I mean, if you think that it's hard to find good Western astrologers, try looking for a good Chinese astrologer. Indian astrology is very close to its original roots. Western astrology is not very close to its original roots, but you could still get down to them pretty easily. And Chinese astrology, it's like you can't even really figure out the original roots. Of course, if you speak Chinese and live in China, it's a whole different answer to this question. But for the rest of the world, probably Chinese astrology is not better than Western or Indian Vedic astrology. Thanks for watching. Stick around, subscribe to my channel, like the video, share it, tell your grandmother, and, you know, have a good time. Wait till the next time. Adios.